Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Football, the goal line. Baseball, home plate. Basketball, the net. Sports talk, right here. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level two. This is Sports Rage. I am Jay Morenci, the pimps, the pirates, the hustlers, the people, the busts, and everybody else in between. Kicking it. Thanks to Teddy Covers for stepping up with us. Julio Rosario will join us from the Windy City, our Windy City Sports Report. Let's rip on the Cubs for screwing us here tonight. Absolutely screwing us. Dear God, I have a lot of idiots that follow me on Twitter. This guy. And I got to say, too, I don't want to take any pot shots, but a lot of you seem to live in Alberta. This guy, Flame Fan. Like, anybody cares, like, Flame Fan. Like, well, you guys haven't been relevant in, like, what, 38, you know what I mean? Flames. Man, like, there's nothing more, like, obnoxious than these Canadian hockey fans. It really is crazy. Like, it's, like, blowing up. Like, as soon as the Canadians lost, I saw this morning on Twitter, it turned into... Turn it on, the Canadians won't make the playoffs next year. It's like, we saw Big Will in our chat last night. I like Big Will. It's like, bro, you're a Leaf fan, Big Will. Like, honestly, I don't want to be a jerk or anything, but Leaf fans' opinion when it comes to hockey is like Backstreet Boys fans when it comes to music. What do you guys know? You never watch a playoff series in your life that you won. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what's the big, like, Leafs? And, like, the West Coast guys, Vancouver, the Canuck fans are cool. There's not that many of them, right? They're not mouthy. They just do their thing. They rip their own team. They mind their own business. Oilers fans are just like, you know, whatever. You guys had Gretzky there, I'll give you that and stuff. So you did have a little bit of, you had a tradition. I'm going to give you that. Calgary is like, whatever. I saw, honestly, and, you know, no offense to any of our fans in Calgary, but I saw in my elevator, they had like a thing popped up, where there's like ads. It popped up and said, go to Calgary for $79. And I just thought to myself, why? I was like, I saw that. I was thinking, $79, huh? I was like, yeah, I'd rather not. You know what I mean? Nothing personal. Like I said, I've actually been to Calgary before and I liked it, but you guys seem to be getting dumber now as the time passes. Hey, I just call it like it is. Like, if you want to hate me. I don't care. Hey, nothing but wins tonight in the NBA besides DeAndre Ayton. Right. Like we said earlier, DeAndre Ayton sucks. Terrible player. Overrated. That's what Twitter. Light it up. Light it up. As I stated, man, the level of stupidity, it just gets more and more. But it's my own fault. It really is. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I shouldn't read this stuff. I shouldn't look at it. It's like cable news. I cut cable news out of my life. The next thing is social media. The only things I'll do on social media is pimp my product. That's what it's there for.
Scourge of God.
Let's roll. Attention. Let's go. It's level two. Late night AM answer class. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. The Phoenix Suns, one step closer to their first ever NBA title. And I got to tell you what. A little bit concerned right now about Devin Booker. Hey, Devin, chill out, bro. All right, you're coming on pretty hot here right now as far as like the MVP is concerned. I'm not concerned, but I'm just acknowledging that Devin Booker is like killing it right now. This kid is lighting it up. He's doing some special things. It's funny because he wasn't an all-star, but yeah, it doesn't have to be an all-star. He's about to be an NBA champion, and oh yeah, he's going to be a gold medalist too in a couple of weeks as well. I want to get to this actually, Ben Simmons. So we all know about Ben Simmons, and you know I don't rip a lot of players and stuff because I just see like losers on Twitter ripping people all the time. I rip coaches, referees, whatever programs, but you know I don't like saying that players suck. If you're in the NBA, you don't suck, right? Obviously. But the thing with Ben Simmons is you're the biggest waste of talent and underachiever like in the history of the NBA. And you cost your team, like they lost because of you. You figure you have some responsibility for that, right? So what did he say after? I am who I am. It is what it is. Oh, that's a reassuring. So then he says, though, right? He's tweeting pictures of himself, and he says, I'm going to play for Australia in the Olympics. Australia have a decent team. Like, they have a chance to medal and stuff, this team. Right? So what better way to redeem yourself after a crap-ass performance in the postseason in which you wouldn't even dunk a basketball when you had an opportunity to, right? I don't know, go to the Olympics, play against other NBA players, play well, win a medal, redeem yourself, build up your stock, trade value a little bit. You know, there was a lot of pluses to playing in the Olympics. Not to mention, you know, the last time he didn't play in the Olympics, too, because he said he wanted to work on his game. And you remember, a couple of days later, he caused a stink at a casino in Australia working on his game. So he wanted to work on his game after sucking with the Sixers. Doesn't play for his national team. And there he is at Wimbledon making out with chicks in the stands. You're just a clown, bro. You're a clown. You're a bigger clown than Andy Dick. At least he's funny. I thought, you know what, maybe if you care and stuff like that, you can be rehabilitated. You just don't care. You don't care. I wouldn't trade a bag of Nikes for you. Bring it.
What is the winning edge? It's sports news you can use.
And you can only get it right here.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Request. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenzi. Kick it. It's the Thursday night throwdown. Thanks to Teddy Covers for joining us. We'll bring in Julio Rosario in a second here. Windy City Sports Report. Just talking about Ben Simmons. And didn't get a lot of run here. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of little sort of smaller stories that have been flying under the radar. But as I stated, your reputation is the worst. Like, Andrew Wiggins looks like Jerry West next to you. You know what I'm saying? Like your reputation as far as not caring and like, you know, I am what I am. It is what it is. I'm going to work on my game. The thing is, as we stated, he stiffed Australia last Olympics. He said he was going to play, and then he said, no, I got to work on my game.
And what worked on his game, Matt, was getting wasted and causing an uproar about not getting in to a casino. And he cried racism and stuff. And it turned out that whatever, it was a dress code thing. Him and his buddies came in, whatever. And it was like a James Bond type casino. So it wasn't like not going to Hooters Casino in Vegas. You know what I'm saying? Whatever, dude. It's always something with this guy. So here he is. And I'm sure a fan slammed Ben Simmons for skipping Olympics to work on his game. Only just being kissing his new girlfriend at Wimbledon. Ben Simmons slammed by fans. After the dismal display in the playoffs, the 24-year-old Australian said he would be representing his team. All right, so now he's bailed. Said to focus on individual skill development. Bro, you've already worked on your own individual skills enough, right? Yeah, that's he doesn't even hide it. Focus on individual. Yeah, individual skills of what? You know what I mean? Of what? How many chicks you can do, like, you know, in London? You're a disgrace. You're an embarrassment. You really are, bro. Like, oh, whatever, dude. Like, I'm not even Australian, and I'm insulted. Here's Australian fans on Twitter. As an Aussie, I think Ben Simmons electing not to play for a national team under the guise of off-season improvement and being seen smooching at Wimbledon is a kick in the guts for us over here. Ben Simmons couldn't turn up for Australian Olympics. Rocks up to the Olympics. What a drag. I wonder what his Boomers teammate think of this after, there's Patty Mills. Patty Mills played. So what I don't understand is, though, so get this. Devin Booker is in the finals right now. This guy's going to go right to Tokyo after. Win or lose, he's in. Right to Tokyo after. Kevin Durant is playing. Bradley Beal is playing. Jason Tatum is playing. I don't know, Ben Simmons, have you ever heard of Damian Lillard before? Damian Lillard is 82 million times better than you'll ever be. He's playing. Why? Because it's an honor to play for your country in the Olympics. Number two, because it's an honor to be, you're one of the best players in the world. That's what it means. When you're playing. Like, if you're Ben Simmons, like, you should say, man, I sucked in the playoffs, man. You know what? I'm going to play in the Olympics, man. I'm going to play the best basketball I ever played, man. And you know what? People are going to forget about, I'm going to win a medal with this team. And people are going to forget about what I, you know what I mean? And my stocks are going to go up. Instead, he just doesn't care. He just doesn't care. It's an embarrassment. Traitor, coward. One Aussie tweets at Ben Simmons. I like this. How's this going to be different than all the previous off seasons where Ben's skills development has led to absolutely nothing? Cut the beach. Cue the beach pics from the Bahamas, another one wrote. As I stated, you're an embarrassment to Australia. And I'm not even Australian. Big Card Julio steps up and in. He's not Australian either. And I know you're disgusted. What's going on, Julio? I don't know if you're disgusted. What's going on, Julio?
If I were a super athlete, if I won the Gene Olympics at birth, I would play for my national team. I think it's a huge honor in any sport, in any competition, to represent your country. It's funny you talk about Ben Simmons. The feed I was watching the NBA Finals tonight was the Australian feed, and Ben Simmons was on a commercial for 4 and 20, the meat pies, the legendary meat pies company down in Australia. It was a non-speaking commercial, and you know, I don't think Ben Simmons will be making many commercials down under for the Olympics, mate.
He plays like a meat pie. I tell you what, I'd rather have a meat pie.
You know, I think for the Olympic basketball, I'm excited for. I want to get. I'm starting to watch more international basketball with my association with the G League, and covering some of these like camps, these youth camps. My goodness, Australia is an outstanding country. We've already seen the fruits of their labor, and the next wave of Aussies that are going to come to the NBA are going to be even better than Ben Simmons could even imagine. So I think for this Boomer squad in this Olympics, I think they're going to do well. I think I saw a Bet365. They're 18-1, so what, the third favorite to win outright in the Olympics. I wouldn't be surprised if they cover a couple of games in the Olympic tournament.
Well, they're going to do more than cover. They're medalist contenders.
Oh, they'll win. Yeah.
That's the thing. If you're Ben Simmons, you're an idiot because you got a chance to play with good players. And the Australian roster is Aaron Baines. Aaron Baines of the Raptors, who actually sucks. Matthew Dellavedova, Dante Exum, Josh Green, Joe Ingles, Patty Mills, Matisse Thybulle. You got some players. Like, that's like, you know what I mean? They're going to be a very dangerous team. They're a competitive team. Like, they're definitely medalist contenders, this team. And Ben Simmons could have helped them, even though Ben Simmons doesn't score. And Ben Simmons' game could have translated well into the international game as well. So, Aaron Baines, Raptors, Matthew Dellavedova, of course, Cleveland, Dante Exum, Houston. I've always liked Dante Exum, but he never really turned into what we hope. Josh Green, Joe Ingles. They've got a couple other guys, Nick Kay, like locals. Chris Golding. So how many guys from the league made it, actually, from the NBL? So Jock Landale, center on Melbourne, and Chris Golding, Melbourne, made it as well. And Brisbane.
You got two guys from the Euro League. I think I saw a kid from Redstale Belgrade and another from Real Betis.
Well, that's Nick Kay. Yeah, they got Nathan Sobey from Brisbane. Australia's a good team. The U.S. roster is pretty solid. It's not like the star. It's not like, because the other guys have already done it. The tradition gets passed on, right? So that's the thing. It's time for the new generation to step up. So the United States roster is Bam Adebayo, Bradley Beal, Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, Jeremy Grant. Good for Jeremy Grant. Jeremy Grant made the team. Jeremy Grant, Draymond Green, Drew Holiday, Zach LaVine, Damian Lillard, Kevin Love, Chris Middleton, and Jason Tatum. Many others declined and turned them down. But Steph, you know what's interesting? Steph Curry's never played for the Olympic team. I don't know, like, what his deal is. Like, why? I don't know. Like, they must have slighted him before or something. I find that interesting that Curry was like, no, I'm good. So we mentioned Australia. And, you know, Argentina guys are normally – Argentina are good because a bunch of dudes you never heard of, but they play together and stuff, but they're not quite as good as they used to be. You know, you got Germany, you got Iran, you got Italy, you got Japan. There's a lot of, like, non-contenders here, right? Spain, basically your contenders. The U.S. are the team to beat. U.S. are the team to beat, and FanDuel has odds up right now already, minus 750. But it's the question is, who are they going to play, right? That's what it comes down to. And as of right now, me personally, I'm leaning with France, guys. I'm leaning with France. And for the record, you can tell Julio by the odds. So USA are minus 750. Australia are plus 1,200 to win gold medal. Spain are 17 to 1. France are 23 to 1. So they think Australia is going to the gold medal game. That's what an idiot Ben Simmons is. That's what an idiot this guy is. Think about that. Bring it.
You are the first 24-hour.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So many sports, so many memories, so many players, so many teams, so many great matchups, so many
possibilities.
Now, are you really going to pass all that up?
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Welcome to the bullpen, Derek.
Hello.
Hi. Derek, this indoor soccer is a new sport. Could you tell us something about it?
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. It's soccer played indoors, like in a hockey rink. Sort of soccer hockey.
Boy, that's an interesting combination. Well, what are the rules?
I don't know, really. I don't care.
I see. How does your team look?
Mostly Venezuelan.
Right.
Level 2. Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. Sirius XM Channel 204. Windy City Sports Report. We're going to get into some soccer. Julio likes to lay it down. Matthias is fired up for Argentina and Brazil. Of course, we got England and Italy. I'm fired up. It's a great weekend. We got a lot of stuff. We got the UFC as well. I can't wait for the basketball tournament. TBT starts in 9 days right now. We're fired up about that. Basketball's not coming to an end. It's just getting started. And this Olympic stuff's going to be real fun. Got some real good teams. And just quickly, I brought up France. And France aren't quite as deep as some of these other teams. But you got to remember, too, there's no goaltending in international basketball, right? So how many blocks do you think Rudy Gobert is going to get? dude, Rudy Gobert is going to be the best defensive player in the damn Olympics, all right? And they're just going to plant his ass there. It's different rules. They're good.
More physical. Like, more of a physical competition, too.
Well, it depends on the refs, right? It's, I don't know. It's the three-point line's closer. It's weird, right? It depends on the refs, Julio, and how they call it, right? But it is a different style of basketball. And, you know, these international teams that play together a bit, they get it a little bit more. They a lot of ball movement and stuff. But if you look at France, guys, Nicolas Batum, Rudy Gobert, Evan Fournier, Frank Nicolina, Nando DeColo, Albacy, Timothy Luwawu from the Brooklyn Nets. Like, they've got some guys, like, they're not deep, but that's another thing, too. The games are shorter, right? They're only 40 minutes, these games, right? Like, I think they're 40 minutes, right? Aren't they? It's 10 minutes a quarter type deal. So, you don't really have to be that deep. Like, these guys can all play all the time. Like, they've got, like, good players on the court. Like, you know, at all times. You got Evan Fournier, Rudy Gobert, Nicolas Batum, Luwawu, Nicolina on the court. That's an NBA team right there you got.
You know, and Gabe, as we talk aloud about this Olympic tournament and just think ahead to what the market and FanDuel will offer, you'd have to imagine that the games in which Team USA plays, their spread is going to be quite inflated, especially if they play a team like France.
France are one of the contenders. It'll be inflated against Nigeria. They play Nigeria on Saturday.
So it might be wise to maybe steer clear from laying points, and if the prop markets are a little bit more readily available, might take a stab at some of these props instead of the spreads, just because they may be a little bit inflated as the early round matchups continue. And look, can Chris Middleton?
The money is, Julio, you got to bet against the USA. Yeah. You bet, that's the whole thing. The USA are going to be way overinflated in every game, right? So, and I've made a lot of money betting against the U.S. teams over the years. These aren't the dream teams, and these teams don't have a ton of chemistry, right? You're taking a bunch of NBA guys and dropping them, and it seems like, listen, the U.S. is the team to beat, and they're going to win, but they have some moments over the past years. Like, there's been some moments, man. People will sleep on these teams, but, like, I'll tell you what, like, when the USA plays Australia, they'll be like minus 17 and a half type thing, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, when they play, it'll be interesting, actually. Like, they play their first game against Nigeria on Saturday. It's a warm-up game, exhibition game, but there'll be a point spread for it. So they're playing Nigeria. The U.S. is probably going to be, Julio, minus, I'm thinking anywhere between minus 38 and a half to 42 and a half. Yeah, it's going to be that big. Like, yeah, if you remember, if you go back to the original Dream Team, and I remember people were mad, actually, at the time. And it was a great team and stuff. You had Barkley, Jordan, like, Bird, Magic Johnson, right? Like, it was too much. Patrick Hugh, it was overkill. But who the hell did they beat? It wasn't Zimbabwe. They beat the crap out of an African nation team, like, really badly. And people were kind of like, that wasn't cool type thing. And I remember they were 58.5-point favorites in the game. You imagine, Julio? Got to lay 58.5 points in a 40-minute game. You imagine that?
Nah, that's that's not a sweat I'd like to partake in. not a chance. The Team USA this time around, it's what, France, Iran, and the Czech Republic.
So at least in two of the three, the lines are going to be incredibly inflated. And if Chris
USA, right?
if Chris Middleton, if he doesn't show up in his NBA finals, hopefully he has a redemption tour in the Olympics. My biggest question for you, Gabe, going into the next couple of games in the NBA finals with Dario Saric out for the Suns, that leaves what, Frank the Tank Kaminsky as the number two backup for the Phoenix Suns. No one in their right minds wants to see Frank Kaminsky in the NBA finals in decent minutes. So if you're the Milwaukee Bucks, for goodness sakes, get DeAndre Ayton, at least in the early foul trouble, to try to change the lineups, see if Phoenix goes smaller, and try to attack. I mean, the second quarter tonight was sort of their kryptonite, but I'm watching the game tonight wondering, why aren't you attacking inside more? Why isn't DeAndre Ayton in a little bit more foul trouble? And why aren't you trying to get Frank Kaminsky into the game?
That's a good point. You know what? Shout out to Tony Finn, who was on Game Time Decisions. Julio, I don't know if you heard him tonight, but Tony Finn was on with us, and he said, Torrey Craig. And he was bang on. He said, when Sarge out, Torrey Craig's going to get the minutes, as he's the biggest guy on the team now. And Mark Jackson brought it up, and he said, yeah, watch for Torrey Craig. And Torrey Craig's over-under tonight, Julio, was 4.5 points. And I don't know, how many points did he finish with? Like, a hell of a lot more than 4.5. How many threes did he hit? Like, let's see, Torrey Craig. Oh, no, not a hell of a lot more. So I said he hit a lot of threes. I saw the two threes that he hit. He finished with 6 points, Julio. I'm telling you, I like Milwaukee. Let's see if there's any line movement since last time we checked in. It was 3.5. Let's see. Still 3.5, 222.5 total here right now. I wanted to ask you, Julio, you do the Windy City Bulls about Jalen Green. I asked you about him, but you like Jalen Green as a player? What's your scouting report on Jalen Green? You've seen the kid play.
Honestly, I didn't see him play. Last year was the bubble year where the G League went to Orlando, and we didn't have
They only played 16 games or something, too. They're right. Yeah, it was not a normal season.
They only played 16 games. But, you know, honestly, you know, I think he needs more playing time. But if he finds the right team, if he gets put into the right system, as you see with a guy like Devin Booker, look, Green could turn out to be a good NBA player. It's just all right place, right fit, right coach to make it all happen, right?
You doing summer league games?
That's up in the air. I know for sure I'll be watching the summer league as I prep for this upcoming G League season. I mean, I've been watching combines and watching more European basketball. It's not like you're saying, Gabe. It's nonstop basketball now with the summer approaching, and as more teams start to get serious with the NBA G League, it's time to scout more players. And it's even with the TBT with the basketball tournament coming up, some of those guys might get poked to a G League roster. So it's all about watching as much basketball as you can.
Yeah. There's 64 teams in the TBT this year. 64. It's too many.
Yeah, is it a little too much? It's kind of like when a store, at Caribou Coffee, there used to be a big chain here in the United States. If you get oversaturated in the market, it kind of spoils the taste. Sometimes smaller is the better. Maybe 24 teams were okay.
It used to be 64. They went to 24 because of the pandemic. Right? They went to 64. They went to 24. But I do agree, it's a lot. I don't even know how they find 64 teams, to be honest. But they did. And I've already gone over them. I got to dig in deeper, obviously. But I've got four, five, six contenders circled. A couple of the usual suspects. There's a couple of new teams in the mix. But I remember, and as I say to guys, that was the game. It was against Angola. The United States played Angola in the first game in the Olympics, and it was like they were minus 58-point favorites. I'm going to see the exact point spreads here. But the USA beat them 116-48. It's not that bad, actually. It's not, you know what I mean? They kind of took it easy on them. 116, so what was that? They beat them by 52, and so they beat them by 68 points. I think they laid 58. They covered. I remember I laid the points in the game. And everyone, because everyone ripped the U.S. after, and whatever, man. They were like the Angola guys, like, were getting pictures and were like asking for autographs and stuff after.
Yeah, it was an honor to be slaughtered by Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson and Larry Bird. I mean, you're proud to get a poster by
nobody.
One of those guys.
Nobody gave them a game. Like, nobody gave them a game. Like, they beat Angola 116-48. They beat Croatia 103-70. That was a big hype game, and they smoked them by 33. They beat Germany 111-68. They beat Brazil 127-83. They beat Spain 122-81. They beat Puerto Rico 115-77. They beat Lithuania 127-76. And in a gold medal game, they beat Croatia again 117-85. That's why they're the dream team.
We do this 20.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Talking sports. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
My name's Bobby, and I am an addict.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
You know, you folks aren't here because you're gamblers. You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Okay, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better
okay.
at it.
All right, man, I got basketball fever here now. I gotta tell you, man, you know, it was the Montreal Canadiens played the Las Vegas Golden Knights, and there was a lot of talk about, oh, Vegas, great hockey town and stuff. And you know what? They have a successful franchise. But what Vegas is basketball USA, Julio. Like, Las Vegas is the basketball capital now. Like, that is, you look at the college tournaments, bro.
Oh, yeah.
How many? They got like 5, 6. I don't know how many. They're even adding more with the new arena they have in Henderson. They got like a million college basketball tournaments. They got the Pac-12 tournament, the Mountain West tournament, the, I don't know.
I've been there for the WAC.
The WAC tournament. There's a few
West
more.
Coast Conference.
WC. Like, yeah, wait, thank you, Gonzaga, St. Mary's at Orleans. Exactly. Yeah, the Pac-12 at T-Mobile, used to be at MGM. The Mountain West at the Thomas and Mack, and now T-Mobile. Yeah, we can go on. But that's also like NBA Summer League. And if you're an NBA fan, that's like, you know what I mean? I'm telling you this for NBA fans right now tuning in. If you're an NBA fan, you've got to go to the NBA Summer League. That's like the coolest thing. Like, that's where you're going to see. Now, this year it's a little different because it's the Olympics and it's off a pandemic and the season ended later. So next year, Summer League, hell, I think I'm gonna make a point to go. It's just awesome. Like, I remember when I lived there, I did shows out of the Thomas and Mack Center with Jorge Gonzalez on Fox Sports Radio there, Fox Sports Radio. And it's just, you know, you're standing there, you got Mark Cuban walking, like, everybody's there. Larry Bird, like, every GM, every president, and like a who's who. A lot of the NBA stars go and are just hanging out type thing. And it's real cool. Like, in the casino after, you'll see the players in the casino from the, big time prospects and stuff. That's why they like it in Vegas. It's like a test for the players early. Like, they, you know, they're like, all right, let's see what happens with this kid in Vegas for the first time in a month here during the Summer League. See if he can handle this. Because if you can't handle Vegas in the Summer League, how are you going to handle traveling, going to Chicago, New York, and Miami and stuff like that, right? So, like, yep. You know what I mean? It's a good place for it. But it's basketball. It's the basketball hub, man. They got games going on at the same time. And I remember in the old days, they'd have, like, point spreads for, like, you know, the Laker game or a few games. Now it's like, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars are bet on the Summer League and stuff. Every game's on national television now. I remember I'm such a degen, Julio, in the old days. Like, watching online and stuff, you know what I mean? Or, like, you know, I would go. I'd be like, yeah, I bet on the game, and the only way to see it is to go. Now, every game has in-game betting on it. Like, it's completely, like, the summer league's massive now. It's great stuff. I'm glad it's back this year. All right, so what are your, let's start off with your Copa. You better pick Argentina or Julio Matias is going to hang up on you. You're going to lose your phone connection.
Going Argentina to lift the trophy, plus 145 at FanDuel. Yeah, so that means, again, for those who are unfamiliar with soccer betting, usually that three-way line that you see, it has to be, you have to win your bet at 90 minutes. So it's win, lose, or draw. To win the trophy, it's sort of an insurance policy. If the match goes to extra time, like we've seen in both competitions, Copa America and in the European Championships, it allows you, again, that insurance. If it goes to extra time, they win in penalties, or in the extra time, you win your bet. And for Argentina, plus 145 to lift the trophy, I think it's a great bet.
Wow. You like what he's talking about, huh, Matias? You like this prediction? I know Matias was surprised to see the Argentinians are plus 290. They were plus 290. What's your take, Matias, on this match? You're always non-biased. You're actually known as the homer pick here, the Clippers.
Clippers, man. Aren't
you? What do you got here in this game?
At the end of the day, it will be a tough game for them. It's up to the coach to see where he puts his guys. You know, it's who's going to start, who's going to not. Scaloni's been making a lot of mistakes for Argentina with the lineup nearly every single game. If he starts Paredes in the middle, they're going to have a long day because Argentina needs to solidify that midfield against Brazil if they want any chance on winning. And if they're going to start Leandro Paredes, that's going to be a bad move because he's a walking foul. He doesn't stop any play. He's slow in speed. I just don't like him. And it seems like the coach got the hint a couple games ago because he was benched, and then he started him again the other game. It's been a back-and-forth affair with Argentina and their coach. So it's all about the lineup. If he nails the lineup, you know, if he puts in Agüero, if he puts in Di Maria at the right time and doesn't wait till the last 15 minutes of the game, they have a chance to win because Argentina right now, they're a very together group. They have the sense of belief that they can win this Copa, and it's been in the back of their mind since the last time they got eliminated, actually, in the Copa America against Brazil, where they lost 2-0. And so it's been in the back of their mind. Messi needs to grab a trophy. This is a chance to do it.
This is the 108th time they're going to be playing. Brazil has won 43 times, Argentina 39. They most recently met in the 2019 semifinals of this tournament. Brazil won 2-0 in that match. It's not the first time, so they played in the final before. Brazil defeated Argentina in consecutive Copa finals, 2004 and 2007, winning on penalties after a 2-2 draw, and then they beat them 3-0. So history is not on Argentina's side here. And honestly, I'll tell you what, Julio, and you know, I don't like getting into the big soccer debates. I don't pretend to be the biggest soccer historian in the world, even though I've been watching a long time. But I'm just saying, for me, I don't see Messi win a lot of things. And I hear a lot of excuses all the time. You know, it's his teammates' fault all the time. Whatever, dude. Your teammates suck on every team that you're on all the time? So I don't want to, like, start a riot here and say he's overrated or anything. But I see Ronaldo, like, carrying teams for the last 20 years, and I see excuses for Messi all the time. As Matias just stated, you know, how about a big time win here? I know he's putting up big stats, but how about a big time win for the country? They haven't done it in a long time. He doesn't have that signature win, man. He ain't winning the World Cup. This is it. But this is in Brazil. You guys, so you're on board too, Julio? You're taking Argentina.
Yeah, taking Argentina to win, and I mean, this was in some layman's eyes, some people thought it wasn't a big deal when they saw Lionel Messi sing the Argentinian national anthem. But I mean, Matias, was it a big deal for you? Was it an actual big deal in Argentina? Because Messi, since he was a teenager, has been in Barcelona. He's Catalonian, right? He's grew up in the academy. He's played in Barcelona. In some people's eyes, he hasn't really lived up to the hype of being the best player in the world for Argentina in World Cup finals and Copa Americas. I think this is the year, as Matias mentioned earlier, this is actually like a together group, a team with no controversy coming into the tournament. There's no fans at the Maracanã for this tournament as well. So I think this is the year for Argentina to win a big tournament. And remember that goalie as well the other night in penalty kicks. Like,
yeah, Martinez.
Yeah, I mean, that to me, that shows confidence. If you have a keeper that is as confident as he is, the trash talk another opponent, telling them, look, you're not going to make this, you have no confidence, I think that says a lot to the rest of the group. And I think Argentina are going to finally do it for Messi.
I'm glad you brought that up, actually, because, yeah, that was epic. It really was. I was watching it live, and I'm like, oh, my God, I know, this guy's unbelievable. He's the way he's talking to these guys.
You never hear that, right? You never hear that when there's a large stadium. Like, it was interesting to watch on television.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah, you could hear more of the lack of fans. But I was laughing. It's true when the kid on Columbia booted the ball into the stands and it ricocheted off the seats. It was cool. He scored the goal. He's like, screw you. He scores the goal and he boots it into the stands. But, you know, those kids on Columbia, some of those kids look nervous, right? Brazil's not, you know, this guy ain't going to be trash talking Brazil. We'll see if he does. Well, we'll see if he does. And there's pressure on Neymar here, too. I don't know. I don't want to upset Matthias, but I'm not as sure as you guys are about, like, you guys just seem to be discounting Brazil pretty easily here. You're discounting Brazil pretty easily, Matthias. And for the record, Matthias, you sound like you're in Argentina right now. What's going on here? Like, you sound like you're in Argentina.
Well, our connection's not good today.
Joining us from Buenos Aires. Like, what's going on here? Julio's connection's fine. Julio sounds like he's in studio with me here. All right, so what about the over-under? It's 2.5. I'm surprised it's shaded to the under here. Nearly minus 200 to the under.
Yeah, I saw 190 earlier today. Too much pulp for me, but, I mean, if you think it's going to be an under, I think so, too. I mean, why not just do over 2 goals on the Asian handicap? So if it's 1-1, you get your money back if it's 1-1 going in the extra time. But I agree. I wouldn't be shocked if it's 1-1, 75th minute, and we see a spectacular goal from either side to win it.
Man, it's going to be dramatic. Will there be a red card? Will a player be sent off? You know what? I don't know if it'll be a red card, but you know there's going to be a lot of cards given to this game. It's going to be real chippy stuff. Real chippy.
I'm trying to find if someone can talk to someone at FanDuel, if they can do an over-under on yellow cards for both the Copa America and the European Championship. Like, I'm willing to throw down as much as I can because I think both are going to be very – I think both – especially England, Italy. I think that's going to be a very cagey match. Very cagey.
I would say more in Argentina, Brazil, just because they're nut jobs. I would think there'd be less cards, Julio, less cards in Italy and England. But that's my opinion. All right, so who you taking in England and Italy, Julio?
I'm going to do under 2 goals on the Asian handicap, minus 117. I'm going to do Italy on the money line, plus 205 to win in the 90 minutes and give me Italy to lift the trophy at even money. I love this Italian side. I thought after the group stage it was a weak group that they were a part of, but I was taken away after the Belgian match. Still a little disappointed in the way Belgium attacked in the second half, but you got to tip your cap to the way they've gone to the final. It's a tougher road compared to what England had to do, and England had to, you know, thank their lucky stars that Raheem Sterling is known for a player that likes to dive in the box, otherwise...
Yeah, he's in the Olympics.
Teams.
He's going to be in the Olympics after the he's on the swim team, the dive team.
The diving team, absolutely. So, yeah, he's on the diving team. Look, I think Italy is going to win. I've been impressed this entire tournament. I think Roberto Mancini and this young Italian group are going to find a way to win in the 90 minutes. All the values on Italy. I still feel this way. I spoke about it a couple of weeks ago prior to the England-Scotland match. The finals in Wembley, if it's tight, if it's close late in the late stages of the match, if Italy have the lead, those English fans are going to be depressed. I think it's going to filter through to the English team as well. But all the value with me is for Italy.
Julio. All right, Julio. We'll get you out on the other side. We'll just get your take and see if you got some White Sox picks for us on the way out. Cubs lose tonight. They had an 11-game losing streak. Snap. They win a game, and then they suck again right away. I think Italy and England is going to be tied after 90 minutes. That's what I'm going to be betting. I think it's going to be tied. I do agree. England, this whole Euro thing was stupid with teams playing at home. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Late night anger management class. All right, I've never been on this site before. To combo, right now, Julio. I'm on the British version of StubHub here. All right, so cheapest ticket to get in right now. Cheapest ticket. So we're just wondering, you want to go to the game, man? This is a hot ticket. Wembley Stadium, England Euro final, 75% capacity only. I could get you guys in the building for about £4,000, which is £3,093. I think that's about $6,000-$7,000.
Yeah, that's not bad. I've got some Bitcoin lying around. I think I could spare a few.
People were charging like in Montreal, man. So guys who want $24,000 a ticket. That's for the cheapest ticket. I'm seeing here. I'm on the British websites here. The most expensive tickets are gone. Like the high end tickets are £50,000. £50,000. Yeah. So what's that? That's probably about what, $75,000. Let's see, British pound. I'm trying to find UK here. It's a little out of your price range, I think, Julio.
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a tad bit out of my range.
As a G League announcer.
I need a big parlay or maybe win circa millions and I'll get there.
Oh, I think it's Euros actually. So yeah, the website's dealing with Euros. 3,093 Euros. Julio Rosario. So Julio, any baseball picks on the way out? Any Chicago insight?
Yeah, White Sox, they play the Orioles all weekend. 42 wins this year, over 1.5. So take them on the run line. Cubs stink. Save the Cubs. They play the Cardinals this weekend.
The Windy City Sports Report. May the winners be yours, Julio.
You too, guys. Take care.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.